As I've mentioned, the Bible is our story from beginning to end, and we are encouraged to constantly read the Bible to see who we are, what we're called to do, what we have done, what we have failed to do, so that we can be more faithful in following Jesus. And Holy Week, in a sense, is a culmination of the story, because we celebrate the saving actions of God once and for all, bringing to an end the power and control of evil in our lives. And the story is not totally at an end yet. It won't be fully ended until the Lord comes in glory. And even then, for some people, the story will have ended already because of their judgment before the throne of Christ. But during Holy Week, in a particular way, we have an opportunity to do some real soul searching and to ask ourselves, am I really any different than Peter, James, and John? Am I really any different from Judas? Am I any different from the disciples who abandoned Jesus? How often during the week do I look out for my own comfort and convenience as opposed to staying awake with Jesus? Peter, James, and John kept falling asleep. And how often do we betray Jesus as Judas did? What do we pay 30 silver pieces or whatever it is as a way of selling out our faith? And how do we betray Jesus with a kiss? How are we like Judas? How are we constantly being tempted and falling into temptation to turn away from the Lord? How are we like Peter, who said, Lord, I will never deny you, and yet he denied Jesus three times. Are we like Peter? How often do we deny Jesus each and every day and saying things like, well, I can't do that, or I'm afraid to do that, or whatever. But Holy Week in a particular way is not just to remember what Jesus did, but to remember what we do and fail to do and what we're called to do as followers of Jesus. And as always, Jesus is the model. Here we have God himself who let go of his divinity to become a slave. That's what Scripture tells us. So Almighty God became a slave to serve us so that we could one day be with him for all eternity. If that's true, and it is true, it means how are we letting go of everything in our lives to be a slave to God and to one another, as opposed to being a Judas or a Peter who look out only for themselves. But that's the challenge of our faith. And do we worship our American culture more than we worship the Lord God, who has given us everything? We own nothing, we can claim nothing, and yet God has lavished his gifts upon us, has lavished his love so that we can be truly called his children. So where do we fall? Again, do we look more to ourselves and our own comfort and convenience, or do we not count the cost and be exactly like Jesus, letting go more and more of whatever it is that possesses us so that we can be more faithful followers of Jesus? So Holy Week is a challenge. Yes, we'll be rejoicing in the resurrection, but again, our work doesn't end until we die. And we are always tempted to be a Judas. We're always tempted to be a Peter who denies Jesus. We're always tempted to be disciples who run away when the going gets tough. But with God, we can be more and more like Jesus. And that's the call that each of us has. So again, as we go through Holy Week, think of where you are in your faith, what your challenges are, what your betrayals may be, what your 30 pieces of silver are buying, and ask God to purify each one of us so that we can be more like the Lord and join in his suffering and his glory as God wants for all of us.